She carried the meat into the kitchen, placed it in a pan, turned the oven on high and shoved it inside. Then she washed her hands and ran upstairs to the bedroom. She sat down before the mirror, tidied her face, touched up her lips and face. She tried a smile. It came out rather peculiar. She tried again. "Hello, Sam," she said brightly, aloud. The voice sounded peculiar too. "I want some potatoes, please, Sam. Yes, and I think a can of peas." That was better. Both the smile and the voice were coming out better now. She rehearsed it several times more. Then she ran downstairs, took her coat, went out the back door, down the garden, into the street. It wasn't 6 o'clock yet, and the lights were still on in the grocery shop. "Hello, Sam," she said brightly, smiling at the man behind the counter. "Why, good evening, Mrs. Maloney. How are you?" "I want some potatoes, please, Sam. Yes, and I think a can of peas." The man turned and reached up behind him on the shelf for the peas. "Patrick's decided he's tired and doesn't want to eat out tonight," she told him. "We usually go out Thursdays, you know, and now he's caught me without any vegetables in the house." "Then how about meat, Mrs. Maloney?" "No, I've got meat, thanks. I've got a nice leg of lamb from the freezer." "Oh, I don't much like cooking it frozen, Sam, but I'm taking a chance on it this time. You think it'll be all right?" "Personally," the grocer said, "I don't believe it makes any difference." "You want these Idaho potatoes?" "Oh, yes, that'll be fine. Two of those." "Anything else?" The grocer cocked his head on one side, looking at her pleasantly. "How about afterwards? What are you going to give him for afterwards?"
"Well, what would you suggest, Sam?"
The man glanced around his shop. "How about a nice big slice of cheesecake? I know he likes that."
"Perfect," she said. "He loves it."
And when it was all wrapped and she had paid, she put on her brightest smile and said, "Thank you, Sam. Good night." "Good night, Mrs. Maloney, and thank you." And now, she told herself as she hurried back, all she was doing now, she was returning home to her husband, and he was waiting for his supper. And she must cook it good and make it as tasty as possible because the poor man was tired. And if, when she entered the house, she happened to find anything unusual or tragic or terrible, then naturally it would be a shock, and she'd become frantic with grief and horror. Mind you, she wasn't expecting to find anything. She was just going home with the vegetables. Mrs. Patrick Maloney going home with the vegetables on Thursday evening to cook supper for her husband. That's the way, she told herself. Do everything right and natural. Keep things absolutely natural and there'll be no need for any acting at all. Therefore, when she entered the kitchen by the back door, she was humming a little tune to herself and smiling. "Patrick," she called, "how are you, darling?" She put the parcel down on the table and went through into the living room. And when she saw him lying there on the floor with his legs doubled up, and one arm twisted back underneath his body, it really was rather a shock. All the old love and longing for him welled up inside her, and she ran over to him, knelt down beside him, and began to cry her heart out. It was easy. No acting was necessary.